if you like, they are the cholesterol of the plant world. And we know that we actually have them naturally occurring in our diet. So they come in the form of grains, nuts, seeds, and we consume about 400 to 600 milligrams of these every single day. Now, we know that isn't actually sufficient to provide the cholesterol-lowering benefit, so you have to have something like 5 to 10 times that amount, which is why they've started to be put into functional foods. Normally found in the chiller cabinet, and you'd be looking for Fluoroproactive, which is a plant sterol, and also Benecol, which is a plant stanol product, because both sterols and stanols are very structurally similar to cholesterol. They work primarily by reducing the absorption of cholesterol into the body from our diet, but they also reduce the reabsorption of cholesterol-rich bile acids. Now, bile is put into the gut as part of our digestive juices. It's there to help emulsify the fat in our diet, break it down into really small globules, which are then available for digestion. So it helps reduce the reabsorption of these.
What's the evidence that they lower cholesterol?
Well, there's some really good evidence from quite significant number of clinical trials. So each, the plant stanols and the plant sterols, have about 60 clinical trials each, about half of which are in human populations. And they can show that you can lower cholesterol by between 7 and 10% if you're taking the required amount each day.
Can you give me some idea? If I'm using, for instance, a spread, how much of that am I having to use?
So you need between 2 and 3 portions a day, and a portion is considered to be 2 teaspoons of the spread, 1 yogurt or a glass of the milk.
And to maintain a lower than normal cholesterol for you, you'd have to keep taking these products indefinitely.
Absolutely, and that's very key, because some people believe that they can take them for a period of time. They've lowered their cholesterol, they've been to the GP, their cholesterol's come down, so they stop taking them.
Margaret McCartney, it sounds like there's a lot of evidence out there that these actually do lower cholesterol.
Yes, so there's lots of data that if you take these regularly for periods of time, you can reduce your LDL cholesterol, which is sometimes thought about being your bad cholesterol, by around about 9-10%, something
now,
like that.
That's all the TV ads that I've seen claim. And the implication, of course, is that that's good for your heart.
Absolutely.
Now, can we make that leap?
No, we absolutely cannot. So this is what's called a proxy marker. The idea from the marketing companies for these products is that if you take these drugs and you lower your cholesterol, therefore you will reduce your risk of stroke, heart attack or early death. That's what they would like you to believe, but that's a leapfrogging of the evidence. We have evidence that they will reduce your cholesterol. What we don't have evidence for is that these drugs will reduce your cholesterol in a clinically meaningful way, allowing you to live longer without having had a heart attack, stroke or an earlier death later on.
I absolutely agree. There aren't the clinical end markers in clinical trials to show that they reduce the number of heart attacks, the number of strokes, etc.
Have the studies actually been done? I'm intrigued, because often there's no evidence because the trials haven't been done. Or have trials been done and they've not been found to be effective?
Trials have been done, but in order to get an end point, you would have to run these trials for very, very long periods of time. And most of the trials are done in healthy people who are 20, 30, 40 years away from their heart attack. So they're not about to keel over if you continue this trial for 6 months or 12 months.
But what's your position on these products as a charity, Heart UK? Because NICE, the National Institute for Health and Care Excellence, don't advise their use in people with a risk of heart disease.
Yes, and very recently the European Atherosclerosis Society did actually come out and say that there are some key groups of the population that could benefit from taking plant sterols and plant stanols. And these are people that are at a low risk or medium risk of heart attack or a stroke because they've got slightly raised cholesterol. It's also people that are at high risk and are on statins but could benefit from having the plant sterols on top of the statins, and we know that they can help by almost doubling the cholesterol-lowering effect of the statin. And there are also people with a condition called FH. It stands for familial hypercholesterolemia, or family cholesterol in the blood. And this is a genetic condition that affects up to 1 in 500 of the population and can cause early death in people aged 20s, 30s, 40s.